The risk of trading futures and options can be substantial. All information, publications, and material used and distributed by Advanced Trading Incorporated shall be construed as solicitation. ATI does not maintain an independent research department as defined in CFTC Regulation 1.71. Information obtained from third-party sources is believed to be reliable, but its accuracy is not guaranteed by Advanced Trading Incorporated. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results.
Happy Monday morning. I was going to say good morning, everyone. Markets are going wild. We have a lot to talk about. There's so many things happening. Action-packed weekend with what happened with Iran and Israel. That situation, the markets digested it. Let's go over to quote board first. Corn down 4, beans down 14, all three wheats down 3 to 4. Huge, huge day in the cattle. While we speak, June cattle just hit up 400 in June cattle. Feeder up 430. Hogs still lower. Hogs had a bad day Friday. We're limit down. Seeing some volatility in the metals. Some news came out on the metals exchanges saying they weren't going to let people deliver metals out of Russia that had aluminum and copper absolutely off to the races last night. Crude oil's down a dollar. The Dow Jones is up 320. NASDAQ's up 140. Tesla laid off 10% of its workforce. Of course, tensions are high across the world. We've sold some grain. That's good to see. It's obviously not affecting the grain price. Couldn't imagine what would happen if we didn't have any sales. Funds are still moving their positions, continuing their short position. So although we're seeing bullishness in some sectors, we are not seeing it in the grains. All right, let's get Connor on the show. I am in Nashville, Tennessee for one more day of helping out my friend Scott Shalladay and the RFD TV crew down here. Scott taking time off for his mom passed. So break it down, my friend. We sold some grain. Good weekend. The Masters. I had a chance to go to the horse races in Kentucky, Keeneland. That was fun. And I think cattle traders will be happy with the price action. 401ks will be happy with the price action. And, of course, it's tax day. You take the stage, sir. What are you seeing?
Yeah, here's your final reminder. April 15th, taxes are due. And you know who's going to have to pay a lot of taxes? Scotty Scheffler. Did you see what that purse was, Tommy? I think it's like $3.5 million if you win the Masters. So he'll be having a good Monday, I think. Second
and
one.
That's not his first rodeo. He's won it before.
He won
it
2 years ago. He's on he's getting compared to some greats. So good for him. Congrats. Seems like a great guy.
I think Dave Portnoy bet him too. And Dave goes public with who he's betting and everything else. And
I saw that. Well, I take it you didn't have a great day at the horses because you are here Monday. So I don't think you made any big bets. I take it, right, Tommy?
Yeah, we didn't. We just went for the event. It was wonderful. Just a first-class event, $10 to get in. I've been to the Masters several times, and I would say it was equally as nice as going to the Masters, except for the ticket to the horse race at Keeneland was $10. So if you're going to go to, if you haven't ever been, I would go. It's incredibly fun, exciting, first class, just a beautiful day. Now, the weather was nice, too. I mean, beautiful sunny day in Kentucky, and folks were in a good mood. So awesome. How about these markets? Unbelievable.
Absolutely. I was going to say something positive on the beautiful weather before we deep dive in the markets, but yes, bad opening today. Beans down, I think you quoted them not too long ago, but 15. Beans down 15, corn getting close. Beans are down 4 and 3, or May corn down 4 and 3/4, 4.5 ticking around. So big risk off day. If it wasn't for the stock market and cattle, I don't know what positive news we'd have to spend today, Tommy.
Well, we have some negative news, too, that I didn't mention in the opening comments, is that interest rates are absolutely exploding. That's going to become a problem. That is going to be a thorn in the grain grower side. It's going to continue. I'm going to put the 10-year close to 4.60 right now. I'll see if it comes across or if Joe can see it and pop it up there. But we have interest rates going up. You take grains that are depreciating, both in old crop and new crop, and then you take interest rates going up, that's going to be a problem for the American farmer. Maybe not today. It's going to be a problem for the cattleman and rancher too, Connor.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing we did have is we did have a daily sale. We announce those every time they're on. 135,023.24 corn sold to Mexico along with 30,000 for 24.25 delivery. So thank you, Mexico. Good to see the flash sales. Hopefully we'll get more of them and they'll continue to ramp up in these next 3 months. So, other thing we have, is touching base. Commitment of traders report. We saw funds adding slightly to their shorts on corn and soybeans, right? Pushing that net short out for corn, 264,000, and net sellers of 1,000 beans to push it out to 139. So we've talked a lot about the potential for a short covering rally. Hasn't happened yet, Tommy. We continue to see them slightly add to shorts. I didn't want to pull the charts up because we've looked at them. They haven't changed. The funds are still very short as they've been for the past 10, 15 years outside of 2019. And so we'll continue to see that. We'll see if we can get some news maybe to get them to cover some of those shorts.
Yeah, next big push to slam grains down would probably be May futures expiring. And I know in the next few days, we'll have to talk to people about May options expiring. But when May futures go off, we could have the same thing that happened in prior futures expirations, correct?
Right. Absolutely. So we'll see that. We've got a couple, like you said, a week or two before we start talking about May option expiration. So other news outside, let's get it. We'll do charts and talk a little weather at the end of this. But Tesla, Tommy, lays off 10% of its staff globally. And so I think we've got a Tesla stock chart, if you want to pull that up, Joe. But not quite the run. We've been talking a lot about EVs, how Ford pulled back from their big push for electric vehicles. And we can see that with Tesla, right? The demand isn't there and their stock price is acting accordingly. You can see that big dip we're seeing today.
Yeah, that'll put Rivian. That's not going to help Rivian. I'll check out that stock price here. Also, Rivian, based out of Bloomington, Normal. And a lot of people have high hopes for that, but it may not happen. When I looked at my stock quotes, one of the first things I noticed was I have Beyond Beef on my ticker. And that is just, I have no bad feelings for watching that company fail. Beyond Beef trading $6 there. On a side note, is we have cattle up 370 and feeders up 400. 10-year yield, 4.63. Joe got that up there. Yeah, yields are going up. It's interesting. I can't say the economy's slowing down after spending the weekend traveling, coming through O'Hare Airport, driving up to Kentucky, driving back to Nashville, traffic everywhere, help wanted signs everywhere. I went to a gas station. There were signs that said, we'll be closing early tonight, understaffed. It's interesting. Yeah, it's really interesting what's happening. One interesting thing that came up with the group of dads I was out with on Saturday night was the price of insurance. I don't know if you're out there farming and ranching. I'm interested, maybe today, tomorrow, whatever, you could shoot us a question or comment. How much has your insurance went up for your equipment, for everything you do at your farm, your house, all the machinery? You see pictures off all the time, Connor, of a tractor, a combine that catches on fire. But we're talking in particular about homes in Florida, and that, sure, maybe you could afford the home, maybe you can get a mortgage, but can you afford the insurance on the home in Florida? And I think you'll hear more about that. Hey, Connor, bring up your charts. I'm not going to bring up ours today. We'll get into a couple questions and we'll end the show because we have to, I have to film a couple episodes of premium content. And we really need people to who are interested in seeing more of us to go over there at some point and subscribe for that. What do you have for charts, my friend?
Sure. It was just looking, it was a beautiful sunny weekend in central Illinois. Not a whole lot of field work being done in my area. Still a little wet today. I think we're going to see some action, but then unfortunately we do have rain the next week. Our coworker Tony Dunker, sounds like west side of Illinois is rocking and rolling, Tommy. So I thought let's do a quick check in on weather and look at that next 14-day GFS model. And as you can see, much needed. It looks like the your area, the Dakotas, Iowa, Minnesota, right? A little bit above average precipitation these next 14 days, right? Illinois, about normal. Northern Illinois getting a little bit of rain, but good to see, right? We'll always take precipitation at this point in time, but it would be nice, right? Guys are itching to get out in the field. So hopefully, I think we'll see some. I'll see some in my immediate area, but then, like I said, rain the next 5 days. So might put them out for another week or so. We'll see how that comes to fruition. Then going down to Brazil, to South America and Argentina, looking at that GFS model. And as you can see, I still call the weather. It's not super threatening, Tommy. I always, the first thing I look at this map is I look at Mato Grosso. Right? And as you can see, they're a little bit above average precipitation. East part of Brazil, a little bit dry. And then Argentina, right? If it continues to stay dry, that's probably where the story will develop. We'll start talking about what's that corn crop in Argentina going to look like. But so far, especially in the big corn producing areas, they're getting enough precipitation, and we're seeing that corn crop looking pretty good in Brazil. So today we'll know, we'll have some planting progress numbers. We'll keep updating those. Those will be out at 3 p.m., I believe, Tommy. And so we'll keep monitoring that.
See if we have any questions or comments. Yeah, there we go. Grow the Farm Up. He's a good dude. He's been watching the channel since it started. Thanks for commenting. We're still in a drought with below average subsoil moisture across 80% of the Midwest. Yeah, if we be interesting to see how final yields are, I wish we could jump in a time capsule because we could really help you a lot if you knew you're going to have average yields or above average yields, even going into his particular situation. It's interesting. I think with the genetics we have and the amount of extra grain we have to plan on having lower prices. If we have higher prices, I think there's some really neat things you can do. Speaking of neat things, when we started the show, the Dow Jones was up 400. It's only up 170. NASDAQ being drugged down. I see Apple's lower and Tesla's having an interesting day. Wild times, folks. I'm sure many of you are out there, Connor. They're probably wondering, how's Israel get attacked from another side and the markets didn't freak out? Well, number one, the markets did freak out, and that was Friday. When gold was up $80 on Friday, the markets were trying to tell us there was a problem. But then gold went from up 80 to down 20. Gold had a $100 move on Friday. And so the markets are alive. They're breathing. They're a real thing. They're digesting this information. Couple more comments. Southeast yep. Nebraska. Thank you, sir. Yes. Okay.
Pop them up, Joe.
Tony Dunker, it is dry. Ponds are low in our area, but ground is super mellow and planting looks great. That's Tony Dunker.
Great to hear, Tony. Great for your customers in that way. Right. Tony's in Western Illinois, that Quincy area. So good to see them rocking and rolling.
Brady Hucks is planting the dust and the bin's a bust. All right. We got some questions coming in. Love it. Let's keep them going. Yeah, we got time.
With all the flash sales of soybeans in April, does this mean CONAB is right and the USDA wrong on Brazilian production? Buckeye Farm Boy, if we're going to be bullish, let's take the CONAB numbers, but time will tell who's right and wrong there in that discrepancy.
Yeah, just don't go broke because you were betting on someone fibbing. And, I did watch something with Chip Flory this weekend about, I think we got to go back and listen to those AgriTalks. Chip had the head of the USDA on, and you would know from someone who used to work at a grain elevator, grain elevators very much care about the USDA numbers by county because that's how they manage how many bushels are coming that grain elevator. And that was a very interesting perspective. I'm going to go back and listen to Chip Flory AgriTalk. He had the head of USDA on. I mean, pretty much, I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth, but it sounds like the USDA is just stopping to do it to save money.
I think the article, they literally cited budget concerns, if I'm not mistaken, Tommy. So yeah, it's all about saving money. And, I still go back to the cattle report. You know, Brady talks a lot about that. Is that one just feels like a big hit? You know, the county by county, that report, it hurts. We're gonna miss it, but that cattle report, I think, is the big one to me, Tommy.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, folks, if you like what you're hearing, thank you for watching. If you want more, we have premium content. www.ATIPromedia. Click subscribe, $1 a day, $30 a month. You get 6 videos a week, a morning newsletter out to you around 5:30, 6 o'clock. We have some stuff that comes out the end of week. Text on actionable days. Try not to bother you too much with the text, but when something's moving and grooving, we like to tell you about it. With that, Connor B., you ready to end the show?
Let's do it.
You might see my mug on TV later. Thanks, buddy.
Yep. Talk to you later.
Thanks for joining us. We're here every day, 9 a.m. Central. Don't forget to like and subscribe. We'll see you next time.